as an example of a passage that is both repetitious and very visual, there is this description of the mythic city of Kosavati. The city was encircled by seven walls, one of gold, one of silver, one of beryl, one of crystal, one of ruby, one of emerald, and one of all kinds of gems. And it had gates of four colours, one of gold, one of silver, one of beryl, one of crystal. At each gate seven pillars were set into the ground, three times the height of a man in circumference, and in height four times that of a man. One pillar was of gold, one of silver, one of beryl, one of crystal, one of ruby, one of emerald, and one of all kinds of gems. The royal city of Kosavati was encircled by seven rows of palm trees, one of gold, one of silver, one of beryl, one of crystal, one of ruby, one of emerald, one of all kinds of gems. The trunks of the gold palm trees were gold, the leaves and fruit silver. The trunks of the silver palm trees were silver, the leaves and fruits gold. The trunks of the beryl palm trees were beryl, the leaves and fruits crystal. The trunks of the crystal palm trees were crystal, the leaves and fruits beryl. The trunks of the ruby palm trees were ruby, the leaves and fruits emerald. The trunks of the emerald palm trees were emerald, the leaves and fruits ruby. The trunks of the palm trees of all kinds of gems were of all kinds of gems, the leaves and fruits of all kinds of gems. And the sound of those trees when stirred by the wind was lovely, delightful, charming, enchanting, like the sound of the five kinds of musical instrument when well played by musicians skilled in the arts of musicianship. And at that time those in the royal city of Kosavati who were revellers, fond of drink, keen drinkers, danced around to the sound of the trees stirred by the wind.